It's a warm Saturday morning at the Fisher's Farmers Market in a northern suburb of Indianapolis. Dozens of people are buying fresh produce, baked goods, listening to music, talking to friends, and some of them are stopping by a table set up by the city to take a stigma-free pledge.
We've gotten a bunch of pledges. I don't know how many exactly, but a lot of people have already known about the mental health initiative, so it's been really exciting.
The Mental Health Initiative was started in Fishers, Indiana a year ago after Fishers Mayor Scott Fadness had a ride-along with a police officer and asked him what calls concerned him the most.
And he said, it's IDs. And I go, well, what, you know, are you talking about your driver's license ID? That was my ignorance, you know. And he said, no, it's immediate detentions. And I thought, well, what do those mean? He said, well, it's when someone, we get taken to a call and someone's in such mental duress that they're either going to do immediate harm to themselves or someone else. And I said, again, in my ignorance, I said, well, how often can that possibly happen? And he said, oh, about once a shift.
He says he started looking at the data.
And every Monday morning, I get these intelligence reports that literally say 5 people tried to commit suicide last week, or 7 people tried to commit suicide, 2 were successful, ages ranging from 9 years old to 7 years old.
This spurred him to create a task force of school, health, public safety, and city leaders to explore mental health issues. Fadness says in the past year, the group has clearly identified stigma as a barrier to care.
In Fishers, these are individuals living in quiet despair. You wouldn't know that they have depression. The woman who shoots herself on a Tuesday night, that day probably went to work.
After a year-long assessment, the Fishers Mental Health Task Force is now working to coordinate care, increase training, and reduce stigma. And that last aim, reducing stigma, is a key aim that is trending across the country right now. Distinguished professor of sociology at Indiana University, Dr. Bernice Pescas-Alito, says anti-stigma campaigns are on the rise, but the trend won't have an impact if it doesn't become the standard.
I think the research is pretty clear that the only way to move the needle is to have a national, integrated, multi-level, long-time effort.
A 2007 stigma study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention found over half of respondents believe people were sympathetic to people with mental illness, but only 25% of adults with mental health symptoms agreed with that statement. Executive Director of the National Alliance on Mental Health Illness, or NAMI, in Indiana, Josh Sprunger, says many don't seek help because of these misconceptions.
Breaking down that self-stigma early and giving people, you know, the right education about what mental illness is, it's biological like any other mental health condition, it's treatable, recovery is possible, and, kind of breaking down those societal stereotypes.
NAMI started a stigma-free pledge last year, and Sprunger says a big part of changing the system is treating this as a public health issue.
And so if we have local governments, our state, our federal government talking about that in that way, then that's a huge part of meeting the community where they are in terms of getting them the education they need.
Finding out if people are becoming more educated and open and less stigmatized is hard to pinpoint, but Fishers plans to send surveys to residents. Back at the Fishers Farmers Market, Mayor Scott Fadness says about 1 in 5 residents suffer from a mental health condition, and he doesn't believe his city is unique.
Every community, I don't care what demographic, is dealing with this issue today or not dealing with it, but it's still there.
Fadness says the Fishers Mental Health Task Force is just getting started and will continue work to close mental health gaps. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan in Fishers.